kings are all assembled at Queen Esther's residence to serve a dinner party that's without historic precedence. The pilgrims begin to try. A dozen chefs work overtime. Not so much effort just to feed three people sounds excessive. But one of them's the king, and so it has to be impressive. A feast for good King Ahasuerus and his grand vizier. With every treat that's parvenu in the Eastern Hemisphere. Hooray! 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 Tables overflow with most exotic dishes, with martinets and pita breads, with borscht and candies, with shish to find that thing to push, with bonus and with baba ganoush. This culinary tour de force is not a remarkable thing when one prepares a dinner for the grand vizier and king. To him and at his highness we extend our warmest greeting, 'cause we get all the leftovers when they are finished eating.